What's up, guys? It's Katie Huttenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, ha-ha, goofy time. We shoot the shit. We spoil. But either way, shit's about to get spooky. Oh my god! I thought you had a mini fridge under there and it started making ice or something.
Jeez, those mini fridges
are a bad place to keep that.
Do you need snacks? Yeah. It just slowly looms.
Oh, I love that smell so
right? much. It's either people are like, God, it reeks.
Or no, like, it smells like horror nights and fall.
The sweet, sweet smell. And it's like, you know, it's going to cover all the cameras, which is great. And it's like, we don't need to be seen. We just want to be heard.
Right, correct.
Right. And you're probably like, who the heck's this girl? who the heck's this one? Well, might have heard of a little small channel called Dead Meat. Rocking the
I got the shirt.
Of course, have to rep. Co-host of the Dead Meat podcast. Voiceover artist. Amazing human and great gift giver. It's Chelsea Ruff.
Ah! Yay, hello. Yay. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so
finally.
Glad you're here. I know. We've been talking about it for so long. And it, you know what? I'm so glad it's now.
Yes, me too. It's the thing where it's like, oh no, two grown adults coordinating a schedule. Impossible.
When are they going to make it? Especially in LA, it's like, hey, I'll see you in 6 months.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So I think you're a little bit of a horror fan.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah?
Just a little bit of a horror fan. It's cool getting paid to watch horror movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
You guys have this... I'm always in awe of you guys. You know, I didn't know Dead Meat before I was your... Like, became your friends. And then I was like, oh, that's them. Got it. Cool. And I'll have friends back home be like, I can't believe you know them.
That's
and I'm
so
like...
That's never not weird to me because I'm like, we just are... Two people who make YouTube out of our house.
Right.
And that's really cool. That is exciting to hear.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, they're cool. I'm like, and guess what? They're nice in real life too. Which is like rare.
Really?
Rare. No, they're amazing people. And it just makes me so much joy. So when you're looking for a horror movie to watch in general, because, you know, I could ask you, which I always ask, like, what's your favorite horror movie, whatever, da da da. But you get that question all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking for a horror movie to scare you, what are you looking for?
Ooh, to scare me? Honestly, that's why I picked this, because I had never seen it, Pulse. And there's so many traits about it that I gravitate towards when I want something to actually freak me out. There is kind of a found footage element to it. Just like creepy lo-fi footage of something always weirds me out. Mm-hmm. I love a 2000s. I don't love a lot of 2000s horror, but when it hits so right. good. And I love techno, like tech horror, I'm realizing. If I were to ever write a book, it would be about tech and horror, specifically like Y2K.
Yeah.
That kind of era. So like, you know, The Ring and fear.com, just fear of the internet, which is a big part of this movie
yes.
too. Yeah, I tend to love something that's a mix of like sci-fi and horror too.
Okay.
Anything that's... If a movie, and this goes for movies in general, if I want just a movie night for pure pleasure, if I need like a diagram to understand it, mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh, you're like,
I
yeah.
love that
okay.
shit. 'Cause I love puzzles.
Okay, yes.
And so movies that people, when I Google it, people on Reddit are like, okay, can someone explain the ending to this? Because it was crazy. I'm like, yes, I want, that's what I want.
Yes,
watch.
You're like, yeah. I
want
to be kind of confused, but because then I can figure it out.
Yeah, something with a twist is always okay. good too. Although it's hard because when you know a twist is coming, it's not as.
Yeah.
So like the last movie I watched, when James was out of town, I was looking for something to watch. And I watched Coherence. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, Coherence is so cool. It's a, it's kind of like slowly snowballing into a bigger cult favorite. I heard of it through fans of the channel who said it was really good. It is this movie from, I want to say, like 2011-ish, that was made for such a low budget. Mm-hmm. It's just like filmed in a house. And it is also an incredible sci-fi. Okay. Like it's I don't want to give anything away, but it deals with a specific kind of sci-fi concept really well. Mm-hmm. And is also one of those movies where you're like, okay, wait, I need to like actually keep track of what's going on or I'm not going to.
Yeah, no. And you're like going to get lost.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a very clever use of the resources that were available mm-hmm. to the filmmaker at the time. Big recommend. It's okay. really impressive.
Is it American? Or
yeah, it's American. Okay, cool. Okay. It has, oh my gosh, who's the actor from Buffy who just passed away?
Oh, the guy who plays Giles. Yeah.
Yeah, or no.
The friend?
Yeah, I don't really know Buffy okay. that well. I think he's is it Xander?
Xander, yeah.
Did the actor pass away?
I think so, yeah. He also died.
I think.
No, did he?
That who's the actor from Buffy who had like a lot of drug issues? It was that guy.
Is it Xander? Xander, okay, cool.
It was Xander. Okay, cool, yeah. He's in it. Okay. I think he's probably one of the only like names anyone would recognize yeah. in it, although everyone in it's really good.
Yeah.
So go watch Coherence. It's okay. fun.
I like that.
I think very inspiring for like indie filmmakers too. Okay. Just what they managed to do with nothing is really cool.
It's impressive. Mm-hmm. It's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Hi, there's a dog here. There's a dog. There's a puppy.
There's a puppy here. So if you see us looking down.
Yeah, we're looking at the dog who looks like Scrappy Doo.
He does look like Scrappy Doo. Oh my god, I love him. What was the first movie to scare you, horror or not?
If we're talking not horror, I was scared of everything as a child. I'm trying to think of, I remember getting scared. This is very specific. And I remember telling James about this and he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? AMC theaters used to have a little mascot. Did you know this?
No.
AMC what? Had a mascot. You can Google him. He was a little guy made out of film strips.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And they would play little kind of bumpers with him before movies. And I have a vivid memory of seeing The Lion King when I would have been four. Mm-hmm. And being fucking terrified of him, which is so funny. Yeah, please look him up and you will know how scary he is. I guess like AMC film strip guy.
It has to come up. There has to be a whole lore about him.
They need to bring him back. I know we've got Nicole, but
get Nicole out of here. Bring the film strip guy
bring
back.
Bring the film strip film guy strip back.
Guy.
The weird 90s CGI film strip guy.
This guy?
Yes, dude.
This is your nightmare? That's
he's
amazing.
He's so scary. That guy. He's just a guy made of film strips. I think it was just...
Is his name Clip?
Oh, is his name Clip?
That would be perfect if it was.
Yeah. Can't be Clippy. That's taken already. But it was amazing. A little bumper where a bunch of film reels fall on him.
Okay.
And it was really loud. And something about it was just a perfect mix of things to fucking scare me. And I remember it.
It sticks with you.
Mm-hmm. We did a whole episode in our podcast about like things people were scared of in childhood, and we tried to stick to non-horror stuff, and we got some of the craziest answers. I loved it. Yeah,
that's one of my favorite things to ask on the pod, mm-hmm. and it's like I've had Ernest scared stupid.
Yes, that's fair. That's a normal thing to be scared of.
But like, it's like I mean, I always say for me, it's Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, but specifically yes. Green Goblin.
Yep.
And then honestly, it's just devolution to just Willem Dafoe.
That's so funny.
So I think I'm just afraid of Willem Dafoe.
I remember there's like that jump scare mm-hmm. in Spider-Man with the Green Goblin. And I remember because I would have been, I think, 11 when that came out. And so I remember seeing that in theaters and that scaring the shit out of me. But I was starting to get to a place where I was like, oh, I like this. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with that movie. Yeah. I had the soundtrack, I had the CD, and I had the DVD and watched all the extra features over and over and over again. That would be so good. It's but Willem Dafoe is scary.
He's
in terrifying. General.
Yeah, I mean, the sweetest man ever, apparently.
Yes, he was. We interviewed him. He was very nice.
And he's from Wisconsin, too. So.
He's Midwesterner.
Midwest, it just has that, has that vibe. But yeah, I kept watching Spider-Man, even though I was scared of it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I just didn't know why. I was like, I don't like this part, but I'll watch it, but I'm afraid. And then
last night I was, and then it flashes this face.
It's like,
yeah. Okay. Oh, so good.
But then I didn't know Sam Raimi did horror.
It
so,
makes
and
sense.
Like, it all,
yeah. That would have been my first Sam Raimi exposure as well. Because I wasn't watching Evil Dead as a kid. Kids watch Evil Dead.
And good for them.
That's like how James grew up is like.
Yeah.
Because I'll see kids at horror conventions who like love Terrifier and shit. I'm like, man, all right.
I'm like, you still believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah. I also, another thing I was really scared of in the first Star Wars movie.
Okay.
A New Hope. James would know this guy's name because he knows everyone's names. It's in the cantina, and it's when that guy, like, loses his arm.
Okay.
The big furry guy. And there's, like, a shot of it on the ground with blood and stuff. And that would have definitely been my first movie gore. Like, I would have never seen anything like that before. And I remember being very frightened of that as well. And always kind of looking away when we watched it at home. Because like, when you've never seen anything like that before, it's jarring. And the rest of Star Wars is not like that,
really. It's not at all. Which I was surprised that they have any type of, like, blood in that movie. I've seen all of them, but I watched them because my ex was like, you have to watch these for me.
Right.
So I was watching them with that lens.
What age were you, do you think?
22?
That's it. Okay, I'm curious as an adult watching those for the first time, which ones you liked.
I don't remember.
I think that's a lot of movies.
I think
probably all blend together.
I'll look them. I don't even remember the names.
That's fine. The names all kind of sound the same.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, because Donald Glover was in one of them, I love him. And I was just like, him.
That
yay.
Was a good, I like so, that movie.
Yeah. And the rides at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I can appreciate the lore. And I also now understand, like, you know, stuff that it's referenced in everything. And I'm like, okay, now I understand that level.
Yes.
Versus I didn't before. So I guess that's good for that.
There's definitely theme park stuff where I do not, outside of the theme park, could give less of a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking specifically of the Transformers ride.
Yes.
Do not care about Transformers whatsoever, but when I'm on that ride, it is the most important shit ever. Like, I care so much. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the AllSpark and help Optimus Prime.
Obviously, we have to.
Yeah. It's do or die time. Yeah.
I haven't seen a single one of those movies.
I saw the first one when it came out, and that's it, I think.
I don't know if I care, but you know what? Maybe one day I'll sit down and watch all of them and just to feel something.
I think some of the newer ones actually are supposed to be pretty good. Okay. Like Bumblebee. Okay. And there was like another one where actually it was cool because there were a lot of like voice actors in it as opposed to like just celebrities voicing every character.
God.
And I can't remember what the movie's called. I'm sure someone's yelling at me right now. But I heard that was good too.
They will tell us in the comments.
Yeah,
because they love and they love to do that.
Yes, podcast listeners do be loving to do that. Don't I know it?
And you know what? Honestly,
I say that with love.
I say that with love. Also, get us, correct us, do it. That's crazy. Oh,
we're gonna
God.
Get a lot of that for this episode. I think
that's and that's they're gonna be like, you know, that's actually. You know what? Good. You know what?
I'm ready to learn.
I teach us, but also sometimes they're wrong. So that makes me giggle. I'm like, well, you're actually wrong. So I gave you a list, and it is a daunting list.
And a lot of ones I would do are taken already.
I know. I need to redo that list and figure out a better format. But for now, that's what we have.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I feel like it's just a nightmare. Anyways, but I was like, I'll pick a handful, and you were between two.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, but I prefer this one. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. And that was Pulse 2001.
Yeah. Yes.
If you had to explain this movie to somebody who has never seen it before.
Oh my God.
How in the fuck would you do that?
A very bleak, Japanese horror film about technology, and it's so, if you want a film with both incredible visual effects and terrible visual effects, you'll love this movie. There's something for everyone. It's very slow and moody.
Yes.
Though it's not a fast paced horror movie at all.
No.
It does have an iconic scare in it, which is a big reason I picked it.
Yeah.
Because I'd always seen this clip out of context and thought it was creepy, but in context, that's what I emailed you. I was like, dude, this shit is actually really scary.
Yeah. And we can, again, we would jump around. Whatever.
Yeah.
We can, but I literally wrote down, and I remember saying in person, I turned off all the lights in my apartment. I regret doing that. I was like, what the fuck? It's the woman behind the stairs. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's, I didn't know it was famous. I've never seen the clip
before. Oh, yes. So I don't know if it was inspired by this, but people have made the comparison, the kind of slow-mo walk in Obsession.
I was like, he probably watched this because it.
If he didn't, it's just the same technique, except she's moving backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and also just being in the corners.
Yes.
Which I think that's something I've learned about myself, is that that's what I'm scared of.
Getting like backed into a corner or like small spaces. Just
sitting in a corner watching you.
Yes.
And that terrifies me, because also they're not moving fast. They got all the time in the world.
Yeah. And they're watching you, but you don't know they're watching you.
Like in her Hereditary, where she's up.
She's on the ceiling.
Yeah,
yes.
Or like the grandma is in, like, she's like naked in the corner, or like you just see glimpses of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, like, oh my God.
That's reminds me of another thing that's not supposed to be scary, but scares me.
Yes,
if I can go on a quick tangent.
Oh my God, please. We can do whatever we want.
At Disneyland, if you go on the Winnie the Pooh ride.
Yes.
The Winnie the Pooh ride.
First of all, it is a dark ride.
It's a dark ride. Okay, so you've been on it.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. The Winnie the Pooh ride used to be the Country Bears Jamboree.
Mm-hmm.
And as a tribute to that, they took, because in that show there were animatronic, like it's like a moose and a buffalo, and I forget what the other animal is, but they were heads on the wall that mm-hmm. would talk. They're in the Winnie the Pooh ride. But you can't see them unless you turn around to look for them. So there's just, if you turn around to look, there's just three totally out of place animal heads that are right behind you that you wouldn't know are there unless you turn around to look at them. That, I don't know why that creeps me the fuck out so bad. Just the idea that they don't look like anything
else. They're not supposed to be there.
Yeah. And they have, like, very human eyes.
Ugh. And also with human eyes freaks me out.
Yes. Anyway.
Yeah. No. Ugh.
Next time any of you go to Disneyland, I think it's right after Heffel and some Woozles, that room. You turn around and they're up there.
I think I remember hearing that, but I, like, didn't know where to look.
Yeah.
And I was, like, trying to find it, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I care that much, but now I think I will.
It genuinely, like, I'm getting chills right now. I hate it. It makes my skin crawl. Because they're not supposed to be there.
And you're like, I get it's supposed to be a nod, but can we do a different nod?
Can we do something different?
Can we do something else, please?
Yeah.
But in Tiana's Bayou, is there anything from...
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been on it yet. I haven't been to Disneyland in a couple years. We usually go like every couple years.
Yeah.
We like to keep it like it's like an every once in a while special thing. And then we do like a full day rope drop to park close and like almost kill ourselves every time.
Yeah.
It's like our tradition.
It is exhausting.
Yeah.
I've napped in the park many times.
Yes. You get on the train.
No.
Oh, that's our nap.
I find a corner.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's we if we need a nap, we get on the Disneyland, the train, because they don't kick you off. And the narration's really relaxing, and you just kind of you sit in like a backseat, and we've slept on that thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's not uncommon. People do that.
That's amazing. Well, that's good that I'm going to write that down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say that for later.
It's like, you know, no one's going to make you move or is going to need that seat because the train's never crowded.
Yeah.
So you're not taking up room or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my tip if you need a nap at Disneyland.
No. So people in corners.
People in corners. And scary.
I think it's also the fact that, like, in that scene specifically, And it's the horror fan in me, and also like he could run away.
Yeah.
But he's just
paralyzed.
He's just paralyzed.
Which you would be.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably. And she's moving so slow. And then she trips and then does like a weird,
dance thing. That genuinely gave me chills.
Oh my God. And I've
seen it before, but in context, it was so much scarier.
And it's like I wrote this down too for the. A lot of the music, it sounds, and it's haunting, but it's also, me being me, my brain went to, I'm just assuming you've seen Finding Nemo.
Yes.
When Dory's like, there's a whale. Yeah,
yes, there,
and,
yes.
And it went, and so I was giggling, but also like, so like that scene is horrifying, but it's also if you're, watching it for like the fifth time, you're like, okay, it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Same with the Hereditary where she like crawls across the, like first time, terrifying. Fifth time, you're like, look at her go.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of those scenes, but like first time.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, the sound too. There's all these little stings throughout this movie when a ghost shows up. But yeah, that weird kind of, I can't obviously replicate
vocal
it, but
it feels like vocal warm-ups.
It's like a vocal warm-up sound. Yeah, really weird sound design in this. A lot of, I will say there's a few stings that sound an awful lot like an effects package we have at home, like a sound effects package that are just like, it almost sounds like piano wires being hit with something, that kind of sound. I don't know if that sound library is that old, but.
It might be.
I think it's distracting if you just do a lot of post-production and editing. Because I used to work in post and TV, too. Yeah. And sometimes my job would involve going through the sound libraries to find stuff to put in. Mm-hmm. And so I've listened to everything.
You're like, I know they got that sound from this thing and da-da-da-da-da.
Crowd sounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's also, like, I love that the crowd sounds, we're talking about this in the last pod, the majority of like crowd sounds like everybody's dead in them. And that's just like, what? That's kind of cool, but also.
Oh God, yeah, I even thought, or like studio audiences. Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, right?
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's fun. this whole movie, like.
That's appropriate for this.
It is appropriate. It also, I don't know if you had this feeling too. This felt like a bunch of different movies.
Yes, it did.
In one, especially at the end. I think I looked down for 2 seconds and things were exploding and I was like, okay, what's happening?
It's hard to follow.
And then it was also like Avengers Endgame
at
one point and I was like, oh, so Spider-Man's gone as well. Okay, everybody's going in the mist. And suicide? And also, I need to also say this. It's really funny that you and James picked something that was both like tech based and about the internet.
What did he pick?
Megan is missing.
Like, yeah.
This one's not as bad.
No, this one's
This one's like scary in like a ghost way, not like a.
Yeah, it doesn't have trauma. Quite as evil of an aura, I think, as Megan is missing, which I've still never seen.
You don't. I don't think you need to. I think you're good. I mean, I wouldn't say if you want to, because I feel like it's a crazy,
morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
Because, the end is just a very... I'm trying to remember the exact ending sequence of this.
She's like... Well, first of all, it's, again, great special effects, and then you have...
And then terrible.
Fake
fire. The fake fire is very... It's like sci-fi originals.
And she's like... driving with the guy
down. And she gets on the boat.
Yes. Yeah. And she's like driving to the city and like it's like an apocalypse. Someone said it's a tech ghost apocalypse.
Yeah, because I didn't catch that. I think they don't even say it. It's just you kind of have to figure it out on your own that they evacuate the whole city. At first I was like, oh, they aren't actually in the city. It's like this weird liminal space where but no, it's literally just the city evacuated.
I don't really remember the early stages of the internet. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We might have had the computer that beeped or the dial-up. I don't think we had that. I think we already I think we had the one after that.
What year were you born?
97.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, they would. You wouldn't. Okay, it's so crazy how, like, you know, in relatively 7 years, because I was born in 1990. Yeah. It's like not a big age gap when you're adults.
Yeah.
But like, especially that time period, like, that's such a leap in what home technology was like. Yeah, I have very vivid memories of having dial-up and AOL Instant Messenger and all that stuff. Yeah, early internet I lived on. Like, I was such a creature of forums, and so was James. That's like a big thing that we, I don't know, it's like a weird thing we have in common. We were both just like early internet trolls.
And now you're
look at us now.
Look how far we've come. Still trolling, but publicly.
So when you first like started using the, I mean, was it just you always use the internet? Like, do you remember?
I don't remember
not using it.
Like, my earliest memory is we had a Dell desktop in the basement that I would watch my brother play Sims Theme Park on.
Oh,
and
nice.
We would play that together. And he would play SimCity and all those games because he want to be an architect. He's not an architect. But you know, in Sims, you are.
Yes.
And so I'd watch him do that, and then I would play like my Barbie games on there.
Oh, but yeah.
I also didn't really know what to do on the internet. I remember going over to my friend's house, and she was like, hey, I have to do homework for like an hour. Watch whatever you want on YouTube. And it was when YouTube was just the bar.
Yes.
And I remember being like, I don't know what to look up. So I was like, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. I think that's what I looked up. And I just watched her video, and I was like, okay, now what?
That's so funny.
So I think that's what I initially watched.
But also, the first thing I ever watched on YouTube was a music video. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Because I was in high school. I feel like everything just changes so fast.
It does. It's crazy.
I was in high school when YouTube first was created. And I remember trying to find a music video online and being like, whoa, what is this website? It's got like so much shit on. Like, how is this all here?
Yeah.
Because previously you'd have to go to specific websites, or you would have to pirate stuff, like torrents and stuff.
Yeah.
But YouTube was like, whoa, I can just watch whatever, like, you know, uploads of all kinds of, it was crazy, the accessibility compared to before. Yeah, that's wild.
But I also think that, like, again, wraps around in a pulse of like, this is the early stages of the internet, and it's also still relevant now to, like,
yes, this movie aged very well.
Yeah, I mean, besides the poor special effects in some parts.
Yeah.
Which, again, I find charming.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah, that's real fire. I'll believe it. Because the one guy, he's like, you know, like, he lives in solitude. He's like, this is my friend. It's like, you met him a day ago.
Yeah.
That's not your, like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you might be better. I don't know what you guys, you know, maybe you are actually BFFs, but I don't think that's how, you know.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. And I need to look up the word for it because I always forget. There was a phenomenon at the time, particularly in Japan, where so many young people, particularly men, were just living in solitude like this and just only existing online and never. And that's a big part of what this movie's about. Yeah. Let me look up the word for it because I forget. I looked it up yesterday and I was like, I'll certainly remember this.
Absolutely.
And
not.
I don't.
And that's the first thing I wrote down in my notes is, oh, okay. Hanging man in the bathroom. Sick.
Oh, hikikomori.
Okay.
It's, according to Wikipedia, reclusive adolescents or adults who withdraw from social life, often seeking extreme degrees of isolation and confinement. And yeah, this was like a term coined in Japan because that was like a real societal issue they were running into. And it also kind of coincided with this weird like crime wave too in Japan. Japan, like 90s into 2000s Japan is really interesting.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that going on here too as well, just like technology changing and affecting work. Like the beginning of the movie is them needing a CD. I think it's like spreadsheets for their like garden center.
Sure.
While yeah. they're working.
Yeah, that's again, those parts I like had to double back on and be like, wait, what are they doing?
It's yeah, and it this movie's not, I mean, it's linear, but it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And it was at first I didn't realize it was supposed to be doing that. And it took me a little bit to go, oh, this is just straight up two different stories happening at once.
Yes.
Okay. I see. But yeah, what's fascinating is this idea, like describing it to you, like, oh yeah, there was this phenomenon of people staying inside on the internet. It's like, that's everyone now.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this movie is it's just, it was so right. I feel like it predicted the future in some ways mm-hmm. because this movie's terrified of the idea of everyone living in their own bubble. The grad student even says something like, you know, people use the internet to connect, but they're not really connecting. We all live in our own kind of spheres.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, even more so true today. Like,
yeah.
online connection's not the same.
Yeah, but it's also like, I mean, I met you guys through
that's true.
Online, and it's like, that's how you meet people now. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to meet people in person.
Yeah, because everyone's online. Yeah,
and if you're not, it's like, how do you do it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, this movie's very, I was glad we picked this one. Like, I was very, I know, I just kept thinking about it.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
I was looking at every corner in my room and I was like, no. No.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a slow-mo lady coming at me.
Yep.
It's just the slow-mo aspect. Like, I'm gonna get
And her arms are kind of at, like, they're almost like not toy soldier arms, but they're just very, she's holding herself very stiffly.
Yeah. There's, I forget what it's called because there is a type of dance that's like haunting like that.
Uh-huh.
And I forget who else trained.
Was it Buto? Was it Lily Rose Depp?
Although yes, that's what.
Is that what you're thinking
of?
I
think so. Like, it's like similar in that. I don't know if it's the same.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's like some type of similar. I mean, or she's like, hey, do whatever you need to do, but just be creepy. And maybe that was the note and we're reading so much into it.
I know. No, she did train in a style of Japanese dance, I think. I know she like took lessons in something mm-hmm. to be able to contort herself and like use her body in ways that are like visually unexpected.
Yeah. And it's also just interesting that like the ghosts, solid ghost beings, they're not like ugly. You know, like when you expect a ghost, you're like, oh, it's gonna have like a creepy face. It's like, It's just a guy. It's just.
It's interesting the difference in Japanese movie ghosts versus American movie ghosts. Mm-hmm. That makes me think of The Ring and Ringu, like the difference in how Samara looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar thing. And like this came out same year, I think, 2001.
Yeah.
And Samara or Sadako in the Japanese version, Ringu is like, you don't really see much of her. And then there's kind of a close up of her eye. And it's a creepy eyeball, but mm-hmm. it looks like a normal person. It's just like unsettling to see it that close to the screen.
Yeah.
Like she still is very she feels very human still. And then the American version, Samara, you see so much more of her face and there's more of like a kind of corpse-like, almost zombie-like effect to how she looks. It's more outwardly like something you'd see in a Blumhouse. Not quite a Blumhouse movie, but you know what I mean? Where it's like, this is a movie monster.
Yeah, and it's also interesting. Like, I don't know if it's just like American films being like, well, we're not going to find that scary. I feel like there are movies where people look normal that are creepy. I can't name a single one right now, but I know that they definitely, like American Marine movies, where it's like they're just normal people. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But They just don't hit. The Japanese, they just do such a good job.
I know. I love Japanese horror movies.
They just do such a good job. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, I also had a moment, and I will say I had a moment where I wanted a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, hey, you were trying to Americanize this movie.
Oh.
And I was like, this is why it's creepy, because it was the tape of the man walking back and
yes.
forth.
Yes.
And I almost just wanted, and I was like, oh, it would be interesting if he stopped and just started to turn.
Kate,
and
there were so many moments where right? I did that too. And that's so interesting.
Because I was like, oh, it's about to happen. I was like, oh, it didn't. Okay. Which I think it worked, but I also was like, I just wanted, like, you know, like, just like, even if it was just like that and then it cut, like, it doesn't need to be like a full, you know, we don't need to do that. Like a full, like, drama squirrel.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept expecting when he glitched out, he would reappear like way closer.
Yeah.
And that's so interesting. We were doing the same thing. There was, I think, another scene, too, where I was like, oh, this is going to happen. Or, like, I think, like, this should have to be creepy. But yeah. It doesn't do that.
No.
This movie doesn't really have jump scares.
No.
It really sits with just creepy imagery. That's so interesting that we both had moments where we were like, okay, but this would be really creepy, though.
Right, and then this, and it's like, no, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, and then I'd have a moment where I'm like, man, I'm such an amateur. I could never make this movie.
And, like, the other, like, the videos of is it a live feed?
I don't really understand how the ghost computer tech works.
Cool.
Quite. I don't know if you're supposed to.
And that's okay.
I think it's like a basically live feed that, or not, like when you watch it, I don't think it's, I don't know. But I think when you print out the sheet that says Forbidden Room on it, that's basically when it starts, quote unquote, recording.
Okay.
So I think all of the tapes are capturing the moment that they print out the instructions to make room.
Okay.
Those tapes creep me out so much.
The guy in, like, the with the bag on his head.
Dude, fuck
and
that
then
guy.
Even like he just was like rolling it around. And I was
yes.
like, oh no, he's gonna reveal a face.
Yes.
And then he pops on the other side and I was like, oh no. And then I was like, oh, it's just a dude. And I was like, and he's got a gun. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was like, I knew that was coming, but I just was like, I don't know what it is. I just, oh my God, it was so, I didn't know what it, I didn't know if it was a plastic. I don't know why, like, the bag.
No, it
texture,
looks, it, you can't tell it's a plastic bag at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so, like, it's not in focus and he's blurry.
You're looking for a face in it.
And you can't quite make one out.
Yes.
And you're just, oh my God. And then you're like, oh, is it a demon? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the human instinct to, yeah, look for faces. And when you can't find a face where a face should be, it is very upsetting to the brain, I think. And the first time we see him get close to the camera with the bag on his head and he starts to pull it off and it cuts before it can start to slide off his head. I don't know why I thought that was very creepy, too, because the bag almost looked like his head was stretching or something. It was very uncomfortable, or like the bag looked like it was getting really long. I don't think it was, but
yeah.
For me, I don't know if it's like an illusion or something.
No, I had that too. Like, okay, this is a very specific thing. And if you don't get it, that's okay.
Okay.
Have you ever seen somebody put a pantyhose on their head and try to get it
yes.
off?
Yes.
That's what it looked like
yes,
to me, but
yeah.
like a scary version of that.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
It's just.
But then it just is a guy with a plastic bag on
and
his
you're
head.
Like. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a choice for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And after they, you know, we'll say unsubscribe from life.
yeah.
They turn into black.
They're like force ghosts from Star Wars.
Yeah. I was also like, in looking at it, I was like, so black mold.
Yeah, I love the black mold.
The black
thing.
Mold, they turn into black mold. Mm-hmm. And then, but then also it flies away in the wind.
Which is also kind of a crazy effect.
Yeah.
The particle effects are a little funky.
I was like, sure. It, you know what? And it's the thing of like, you know, we sit here and we watch so many horror movies and we go, oh, I hate that. And then at some point we go, you know what? Sure. Why not?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Who cares?
Let's go.
I think, could they have just ripped up some paper or something and blown it around the room? Maybe that would look better. I guess.
Maybe. Yeah.
But there's something charming about the weird CGI. Right. Yeah. It's also just, this movie really played, and this is something that scares me particularly, or just really creeps me out, and I think it's because of, like, me being the exact age I am, of the internet as, like, a Wild West kind of thing, where you have to go to a different websites to find something interesting. There wasn't the kind of aggregate thing we have now where you check 1, 2, 3 different sites and everything you could possibly want to look at is all brought to you.
Yeah.
I just have such vivid memories of just clicking. You go down rabbit holes of weird websites. And even in early internet, there was some horror stuff that existed where it was websites that were specifically made to creep you out.
Yeah.
And there was something that felt so wrong. Like, it almost feels like you pulled off the main road and went down a side street or something. That era was so, something so creepy about that to me.
Do you remember any of the websites? And also, do they still exist?
I don't know if they would still exist. I'm trying to think of, like, something specific. Rotten.com. Yeah, Rotten.com. Do you know Rotten.com?
No.
Okay, see, this is where it's like, we're not that far apart in age, but things change so quickly.
I was terrified to, like, I think the scariest thing I did was there was, like, this, like, quote-unquote haunted book in my elementary school library.
Really?
And it was just King Henry VIII. But people thought, I'm going to say Bunny.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that. I don't like that lore. I don't care.
I still can't do that.
But they thought that she was attached to it. And I brought it home once. And then I got paranoid. And still to this day, I think about it and I have nightmares. Anyways, go
That's
ahead.
That's so awesome.
Talking about Rotten?
Yes. Rotten.com. And what's kind of fucked up is this wasn't even too far off the beaten path internet-wise. Like, if you were friends with remotely edgy kids in high school, you were all looking at fucked up shit on Rotten.com. It was like gore pictures. It was like,
okay,
like accidents and, or like, I feel like surgery, you know, just fucked up shit. I personally never really messed with it, but I had friends who did. And it's like, dude, what the fuck were we all doing to ourselves at such like a formative age? We're all looking at, we're just watching people die on the internet.
It's the faces of death, but real life. That actually brought up, it made me think of the crime website that shows you like,
you have an interest in
it. I also like,
I don't know this website.
Backed it up. I can back it up because I studied criminology and I wanted to be a forensic scientist. If I wasn't going to go into acting and stuff, I wanted to be a forensic scientist.
That's so cool.
So I know way too much. And Wisconsin's home to serial killers, so I know all of them. But they have a website that like, it was like, oh, don't go on this website because you'll see crime scene photos from these, you know, infamous murders, and you'll see like Ted Bundy's corpse. And I guess what?
It's like, well, I gotta see it.
I did, and I was like, I don't know. I was on it for maybe like 2 minutes, and I was like, and I'm done. I never need to see that again. But I, you know, the morbid curiosity and the science behind it, and like my stupid science brain, it gets you into trouble sometimes.
Yeah, and that's, I feel like this movie's kind of goes in that direction with, and this also really creeped me out and felt very early internet to me in the way that it made me think of, this was not supposed to be as scary. It was kind of like a funny prank to do, is it was this site where it was a very similar thing where it basically was like, do you want to meet a ghost or do you believe in ghosts? And you would click yes or no. So, and if you click no, your CD player, like the CD, the disc thing, would the tray would like open up. And then it would be like, do you believe in ghosts now? Like, it was so simple and dumb. And it was the thing you would forward to your coworkers to fuck with them at work. But as a kid, like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old is like, no, fuck that.
That's a really good premise.
Yeah.
For like a horror short or something. Like, that's...
But it reminded me, terrifying. I thought of that when the screen came up that asked, do you want to meet a ghost? And even just that suggestion,
like
with the way the text looks... And just the blanks, I don't know, that is so creepy to me.
Yeah, you're just...
Like how simple it looks.
People always in horror, I think you have this too, where you're just like, I quote the Space Bags commercial, too much stuff, not enough space.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I think if you just trim off some of that stuff, sometimes simple is better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one case where it's like, yeah, you could have... You know, it could have been like, I'm a big scare, but it's just so, I mean, we do get that with kind of with the ghost with the hair a little bit.
Yeah.
We get more of that. And then the end ghost that's like floating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of like the more of the, you know, the typical ghost you would see, but. Like the other ones are just so, because you also don't know what the hell's going on yet.
Mm-hmm.
And even at the end, you're like,
I don't know. I don't quite understand what was going on. Yeah, I don't think the characters do either. Because you meet this one character for a second, and he kind of threw me for a loop. The guy, the grad student who designed the computer program on the screen with the dots, and he was like, yeah, ghosts are real. There's one in the library right now. And it's a little kid. It's like, and then you never see this guy again. That scene was so bizarre to me.
Because it's also like, is that ghost connected to this one? Or is it just
his own thing.
He likes to read books. It's Timmy. He was here during reading time and he got so many paper cuts that he bled out and died.
Yeah, he's like a mascot.
And now he just sits and reads books.
I mean, that's such a school thing. I feel like every school, like your school had the haunted book, which I love. Every school has that story. At least every elementary school, I feel like.
So I don't know what I believe. I think I believe in ghosts, but I'm also a woman of science. Where I am like, I am going to, you know, I'll be like, that's creepy. Can we go back and like was the air on? Was there sounds? Let's see if... To make 100% sure, because I would like actual proof. And I think that would be cool. Also, it's scary, but proof. Again, you know, kids have active imaginations. I definitely did. I thought I was talking to, I'm gonna say the big BM, but it's not Bob Marley. It's bloody. Anyways, you get it. I thought I was talking to her like underneath like a shelf because... Because it was dark, and that's where she lived.
Oh, my
God.
And
I was, like, freaked out at school. But I went into the bathroom alone.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I saw, like a woman in all black.
Dude.
Like, come out. And I remember, like, no one believed me. I couldn't tell anybody. They thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I swear to God, I saw something. My parents are like, stop reading this book. I'm like, I didn't even read it.
Yeah.
I just checked it out. And then I immediately returned it. And now I'm cursed for life.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And it's just, But
it's like when you're that young, your imagination's so crazy and the world is so mysterious and bigger than you. And very mundane things or things that are mundane to adults as kids hold so much power and mystery. Like, that's so interesting. I also, this is a book that everyone around our age was terrified of, The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yes.
When I got that book, as I got it at a Scholastic Book Fair, I brought it home, opened it up, immediately saw the pictures, and dropped it behind my bookcase in my room so that it couldn't, like, get me. I don't know. So when you said haunted book, I was like, that's so real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay, we tangent, but that movie was honestly pretty solid.
Yeah, it was good.
I was like, wow, for a book adaptation, like, this is, like, perfect.
It's a hard book to adapt because we all were so fucking scared of those pictures and those stories that it's, like, it's a big thing to live up to.
And they did a good job. That was, like, good for them.
They still kept it young adult feeling, which is, like, the intended audience for those books. Have you ever seen the, they re-release those books with different pictures?
No, because are they more friendly looking?
Yes.
No, what the hell is wrong with them?
Yeah.
God, kids today.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
You know, I feel very kids today about this too.
They're so, like, I remember I was babysitting and I showed a kid Chicken Little.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Chicken Little?
Yeah.
The alien scene. I was like, oh, it's not that bad of a movie. They were sobbing, like, that's really scary.
That's funny. But that would have been me as a kid, though, being scared of, like, why the fuck are you scared of the film reel guy, but Ramsey?
Like, I just was like, oh, because you're like, you don't have the Scooby-Doo. Like, yes. That's like, that's like gateway. You don't have the creepy shows anymore. You just have, like, Bubblegum Pop and da 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 and Cocomelon and that. It's like, you don't have that. Like, Cartoon Network doesn't really put stuff. They don't exist anymore, do they? Cartoon Network?
I don't think so.
And it's like, even then, it's like, it's hard to find, it's hard to get kids into that, which is why parents are like, I'm going to make my kid watch Terrifier. We're going to watch Terrifier together. Yes, and we're going to go to haunts.
There's no bridge into, you know, more adult stuff.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, more broadly, things for kids now, like, every company's afraid of risk,
mm-hmm.
and they're afraid. So there's less of that, like, stuff meant for kids that's legitimately creepy or scary. And I think that's a big part of why kids end up going online and creating their own lore, like Slender Man, yep. back rooms. Kids are obsessed with Five Nights at Freddy's. Like, it's so weird, the gap between, like, how kids are treated in, like, mainstream pop culture, like, mm-hmm. the stuff big companies put out for them versus the things that, like, I know for, like, a fact that they seek out. And kids are seeking out the most fucked up shit online, like creepypastas and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Because kids love to scare themselves.
They do. And also Slender Man, Wisconsin.
Dude, Wisconsin, is it just your winters are so intense that you go a little crazy?
I don't know. I would say the cheese. that, I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Cheese, like, disrupting your gut biome, right? And making you crazy.
Literally. I have no idea. Everyone's just, we're just shitting a lot. but I don't know. But it's fascinating because we have, like, even the making a monster or whatever, that's a guy from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But I'm also assuming if you look more into other, they probably have more. They just, I don't want to say they're more, but it's infamous.
Like,
we have yeah. like the 10 that we learned about.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 or 4 of them. Like, that's.
Yeah.
We are the drunkest.
I was going to bring that up.
We got by a mile.
Out
of the top 10 drunkest cities, I think we have 7.
That's incredible.
And we think we hold the top 4.
If you look at a map of, or like a chart of, like, alcohol consumption by state, it's crazy how far Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's because it's so cheap. It's scary. I go home and I'm like, oh no.
You all just get absolutely blasted and go to Wisconsin Dells, ride the water slides.
Dude. Oh, I've never done that.
Dude, I want to go to Wisconsin Dells so bad. I think I always tell James, I'm like, we gotta go,
dude.
Yeah,
I think we gotta go. Please bring me, and then we can do those. I love those, like, cheesy photos where they're like, oh, we're gonna put you in old timey clothes.
Yes.
We have to do that too.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
I just, as a kid, we were on a road trip to South Dakota, and we stopped because we drove, like, through Wisconsin.
Yes.
And I remember at the rest stop, there were brochures, and Wisconsin Dells. I was like, but I want to go here. Can we go here? No, we can't, honey. But, and since then, I have thought, I'm going to go to Wisconsin Dells someday. And Mall of America.
It is a tourist trap.
Is Mall of
galore.
America in Wisconsin?
No, it's in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Okay.
But it is just one big tourist trap, but also, like, it's kind of like,
that
it's
shit.
Great. It's kind of, it's like trashy and it's awesome.
Yep. Yep. Any town where their big product is fudge or taffy, I love it.
It's magical. And it's, okay, actually, here's a connect.
Okay.
From
we're talking about water slides.
How are we getting back to this? I got it. I found the connection. took me a minute. But at the Dells mm-hmm. in high school,
mm-hmm.
there was this app called, oh my God, what was it? Oh, I just had it and it's gone. It was like a moose.
Uh-huh.
what the hell was it called? Oh my God, I have to look this up.
What did it do?
It was basically like an anonymous, what was it called?
Weird shit going on in the Dells and you could post anonymously?
To chat. What the hell was it called? It's not Kick. It's not that. Why aren't you anonymous at? Okay, I don't know. What was it called? With Moose? I don't know. That's a crazy thing to look up. No. Mope? Oh, what is it? It's right there. What the hell was it called? It's the Moose. Oh, it's Yik Yak.
I remember Yik Yak.
Yeah, it was Yik Yak. And we would chat with random people and be like, hey, come meet us at the Kalahari. And like, we have alcohol. And I never drank the alcohol. My friend did. But I was like, this is crazy. But that's like, like that's the level that's the most I ever did.
Funny. Yeah, I guess like that would be a perfect place to like go party if you're in high school.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. This actually, I've got another.
I love it.
This ties back to the movie. One night I was up super late with James, my husband, and our friend Gressel, who, if you watch the Demi podcast, is like our live editor and basically our third co-host. We were up super late. We were not sober. And we just started talking about this town in Michigan called Frankenmuth. It's okay. It's kind of like Solvang. It's like a little German town, very touristy, hotels with water slides.
Fun.
And we Googled the hotel with the water park and we were like, whoa, what is this? It had a website and I don't know why the fuck this exists. There's a website where you can watch like live streams of the water park and there's cameras in all different angles. And we were up so late at night that we just clicked on this camera of an empty water park, like a empty closed indoor water park. And it was so creepy. Like, why is this here and why is it on right now?
That's crazy.
And then there was another random person in the chat room that was there. So we just talked to them. But like, why on earth?
What?
Does that?
That's so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And you're like, well, if that's on there, what other like video streams that like, and that one's kind of maybe a little more well known a little bit.
Yeah.
Imagine the ones that aren't.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
And then that's such a weird meeting space if you wanted to have a chat with someone that was like not on any of your, you know, like in your text threads or messages. You can go to like a random chat room and and then I guess like thinking of the idea of the ghosts in this movie, the idea of like someone online that you, it's like you're not meeting them in person. They are like a ghost of a person, like that other guy in the chat room. I don't know who the fuck that was. And it's just a weird thing where you start to build a story in your head of like, who is this person?
Yeah.
And why were they also in that chat room? Like what prompted them to go into the Frankenmuth water park hotel live cam chat room at like 4 a.m? You know?
Yeah. Be like, are people swimming right now? I want to go.
So odd.
Or as you watch it and you're just like, I don't want to think about it. And that's like, that's. And then it brings up, what's the, what was the cam that you would like? And then it was like roulette.
Oh, chat roulette.
Chat roulette. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was roulette because it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do a lot of that, but
oh, we messed with that in college a lot. That was fun.
A lot of penises.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I didn't have friends who wanted to do it, and I always wanted to do it, but I just didn't want to do it alone.
Oh yeah, because I do that alone. Terrified. We did it as a group, and it was like peak chat roulette where like everyone was using it. And my favorite was we got a guy who had a giant collection of pine cones, and he showed us all of them.
Oh, amazing.
It was very wholesome.
He was really probably excited.
Yeah, about it. It was good. That was a good one.
But like that's wholesome. Like,
but then like, I never have seen that person again. That person to me might as well be a ghost I met in the digital space because, you know, I was in college, God, that had been like 15 years ago, I think. Like, what has that person done since then?
Yeah.
Do they still collect pine cones? I have so many questions, but to me, to my life, relatively, they are this ghost of a person that like came as a wisp through my life and then exited it just as quickly as they entered it. They're just this random anecdote. You know, I've never met them physically. They were just pixels on my screen, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but you like in your head, you're like, well, we had this moment, mm-hmm. we chatted, and it's just like same with like online dating and stuff of like, mm-hmm. you know, there are people who I am still friends with who we never met in person, mm-hmm. but we're, you know, on socials, and I'll be like, you're a whole person, mm-hmm. and we're all Sims and nothing's real, and it stresses me out when I think about it. I'm like, you mean we're all in traffic right now? We're all going this way?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We're all stuck? I can't think about it.
Yeah, you're all in little bubbles. You're all, because socialization right now is so weird. There's less places to just exist outside in real life. Like, you know, it's considered loitering, basically. It's so hard to find those places where you don't have to pay money to be the third spaces.
Yes.
Just like the, again, it's going back to the central theme of the movie is like just everyone being increasingly atomized. Like, I really think this movie was so prescient and so forward thinking and really saw the potential of the internet in a way that it wasn't advertised as. Like, all the commercials were like, you're going to surf the web. You get the free CDs in the mail. AOL would mail them to you constantly. And it was like this human knowledge at our fingertips kind of thing. But mm-hmm. this movie, I think, so much more accurately predicted what it was going to do to us.
Yeah.
We haven't achieved the benefit of everyone basically having access to an encyclopedia of everything at their fingertips. It hasn't done that. It's done, you know, it's pushed us all apart.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie's smart. It's a good one.
It really is. But hey, it brought us together.
It did. It did. Yeah, see, it brought at least two people together in person.
Right?
Yes.
Which I guess that's kind of good, right?
It's good, yeah.
Hopefully we don't, you know, we don't go into the walls or
start moving.
I'm gonna come at you like that. You said you were going to potentially dress like you were from Pulse. What would you have worn?
Oh, a really cute Y2K outfit.
Okay,
like
got
the
it.
One
okay.
the girls are rocking. Like,
got it. Okay.
So many adorable outfits that really, like, oh man, it was throwback to clothes that I used to have, like the little kitten heels, mm-hmm. and the capris.
Did you wear gauchos?
I never wore gauchos, no. Mm-mm. But I had friends who wore, I never.
It was a big gaucho. And guess what? They're back.
They're back. Gaucho pants are back.
I saw them in stores and my mom went, don't even touch them.
Wow.
She was mad. She's like, you wore these all the time and it made me mad. I was like, it makes me mad that you let me wear them.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's why I need an older sibling to, I mean, my brother didn't bully me. I bullied him and he wasn't going to be like, hey, you're wearing that. Why are you doing that? So I needed a sister to be like, hey, you're, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're ugly.
I can't believe they're back. That's so funny. We need to bring like sparkles on clothes back because there was a lot of that in this movie too. And I was like, I miss that.
Right?
Clothes are so boring though.
It's so like going into shops now, I'm like, I go towards like the junior section still.
Really?
Because I'm like, that's where the fun.
Yes.
Color.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want black and beige and, you know, I. Like,
yeah.
Who decided when you turned 18, like, beige had to be your favorite color?
Yeah. That happens when I'm shopping for furniture, too.
Mm-hmm.
Online, I'll be like, oh, my God, this chair's adorable. Or, like, this lamp is so cute. And I click on it, and it's in the girls section of the furniture website. But, like,
you know what? They're not going to know. Also, they don't have money. Kids don't have money.
Kids have money.
You have money. If for you.
Like, I want a flower-shaped lamp, you know?
I bought a dinosaur lamp.
Yes!
Dinosaur-shaped lamp. And that's, I've never been more happy in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is for a child.
Yeah.
I don't care.
There's not a magical age where, like, your enjoyment of those things switches off. Like, mine never switched off. I have, like, so many, I mean, it's very millennial of me. I have, like, you know, toys in my office. Yeah. Basically looks like a kid could live in there.
Yeah, I had to, I don't know if you're a Funko Pop person.
Oh, we've talked about this. No, I never got into Funko Pops.
I'm selling. So if you want to buy Funko Pops, I have so many Stranger Things ones. They're in the box and they're like the limit. I need to get rid of them. I like Stranger Things. I don't like them that. I don't know how I have probably 20 just as Stranger Things. And I probably have over 100 at my apartment. I don't have that big of an apartment. Please take them.
Yeah, like the wall of Funko Pops.
No, I like sprinkle them. Because I don't want to, like, have them lined up. I think that doesn't look...
I mean, it looks like you live in a store when you start doing that.
So I, like, have it, like, casually, like, in my DVDs. And it's, like, you know, I have, like, a horror one by the horror stuff. And, mm-hmm. like, you know, Austin Powers near the Austin mm-hmm. Powers stuff and, you know, whatnot. But,
yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I'm, like, I can't buy anymore. But
yeah, so buy Katie's Funko Pops, please.
Well, as we're wrapping up, is there any final thoughts on Pulse? I'll check my notes as we're doing this.
I don't know. I feel like I gave my kind of overall thesis about this. This movie looks really cool. I wish I was able to watch a better copy of it because every copy of it online looks like ass. Like, the quality is very bad. I'm like, I know this has to exist somewhere where it looks better. I wouldn't have had time to buy, like, a DVD or anything.
How did you watch it?
On Amazon.
Okay. I watched it on Pluto TV with commercials.
No, I can't. See, I can't do that. It's also on Internet Archive for free.
Okay.
But that transfer is iffy. I thought it looked bad. Like, I was like, man, the Amazon one looks bad, but this is worse. So I'm just going to go back to the Amazon upload.
That's fair. I just was like, I don't want to spend money. So I was like, I guess here we go. It's either that or doing the OG internet thing. Illegally watching it.
Yeah.
Which I feel bad about, but I'm like, one day I'll have money and then I can.
Yeah. It'll or like great. If you need to, you got a due date.
Right.
Like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I doubt they have this at my local library. local library's small.
Very neat. I'm like, nah, it's, you know, but who knows? They might.
Maybe.
We should go check the library and also see if there's a little boy there.
Oh, yeah. The little ghost boy. We'll go chase him.
He might know where the movie is and he can help.
Exactly.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. So I always ask this.
Mm-hmm.
Were you afraidy?
I was very afraidy.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, very. This really got under my skin. It was just this just hit the spot for me in terms of imagery that really freaks me out. Just feeling like I'm not supposed to be watching something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oof, yeah.
Dark corners.
Uh-huh.
Stay out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, I think Curry did watch this movie because also the people taping doors.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was like, maybe. Both of those are together. Yeah. I feel like it inspired, you know, something.
Yeah, it could have.
Because I was like,
I need to, I'll look up after if he has, like, specifically cited this because I've seen the comparison many times.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, interesting.
Taping the doors, which I also was, like, a little confused about. But anyways, a lot of this movie is confusing, but, like, good.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mind it. I was like, I think I got the general gist of it.
Yeah, I was also confused. I had to consult the Wikipedia summary a couple times.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I could tell you specific plot points, but I can tell you moments that freaked me out.
Yeah.
And, like, general overarching.
Yeah.
Sweeps.
At a certain point, I just accepted this movie's kind of vibey.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try too hard to make sense of it. Yeah.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. So, out of 10.
Oh, I hate doing it out of 10.
I know.
It's so hard.
It is. It's also, what I say is, it's your heart rating. It's whatever you want. And also, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to just give it, I will say I do think the second half is a little slow
mm-hmm.
and it's a little bit too long. The first half is so loaded with the scariest shit. And the second half just never quite reaches that level of freaky. So, I don't know, like an 8 or 7.5, 8, you know, because it is good. And again, I feel like I'm giving it such a high score because it's just so, like,
it was scary.
Yeah, it has such scary moments and the atmosphere is scary. And again, it's so on point about that, you know, where the internet and tech were heading and how it was going to affect us and our relationships with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also put a 7.5.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, I feel like I give a lot of movies sevens, but I'm like, hey, 7 is, I go by the IMDb rating where it's like anything
above a 7 is like,
or anything over a 5 with horror is mm-hmm. you would at least rewatch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over a 7 is like, I might rewatch this. It was solid. And then, you know, below is like, well, it was, you made something, and which is awesome.
Yeah.
And brave. And you can make anything in these. And I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this spooky. And I feel like it takes a lot to get us to feel.
Right. Yeah. We're both very desensitized. Yeah, but sometimes it's the simple things that,
right?
still, you know, I feel like that's the case for a lot of horror fans. Like, you get so, it's like that, like, dopamine kind of almost.
Yes.
Where, I don't know, it's like our brains are just so flooded with horror imagery that it takes a lot. And sometimes it's not escalation, it's just the execution of something is that you haven't, you know, is like novel or just done really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exciting. I was excited to find something else where I was like, dude, I got to pause this for a second.
You're like, I need to, whoa.
I need to take a break. Like,
awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, that's for
such
us.
A good feeling.
Because we're just numb. We're just numb.
We are numb inside.
We are numb. Yeah. We crave. We need any type of feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the point of the show where you plug yourself and obviously, you know, dead meat and stuff. Where can the people follow you?
You can listen to me on the Dead Meat podcast, wherever you get podcasts, or on YouTube if you want to also look at us on the podcast. It comes out every other Wednesday. I'm currently on a hiatus, but I'll be back soon, like next month. And I already have some ideas. So,
yeah.
Right now, it's still happening. It's just I'm not currently doing it.
Yeah, you guys... Breaks are good. Breaks are important. Yeah, James posted something last night about working on the treadmill. And I was like, you can have 30 minutes to
I don't know how he does. He makes me feel like the laziest piece of shit. It's just his work ethic's crazy. His brain works different.
Good for him. We need breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know what? And that's working still.
Yes.
Taking a break is so important.
Take care of yourself. You can't do good work if, you know, you're not taken care of, if your body is not up for it.
Exactly. Well, I'm also going to plug the show as well. Katie Afraidy, you know the show. We're watching it or listening to it right now. All social media platforms, follow us there. We're also on Patreon, Extended Cut. If you'd like to watch that or join it or just support, that'd be cool. Every show we end with advice, good or bad, regarding the movie. And it's usually just thought of right up on the spot. And we think of it right now, and I'm looking at the camera, and go. And you can jump in at any time if you have something, too.
This is the ultimate touch grass movie.
Yeah.
Go touch grass.
Go touch grass.
Go outside.
Meet the new person in person, okay? Mm-hmm. In person. In person? Person. Say person one more time. Yes. Real. Say hi to a stranger.
Yeah. I love making small talk with strangers. It's very American, I feel.
Yeah, you can't do that in Europe. But.
Yeah. Although we did, when we went to London,
really?
Small talk was great. I love just talking to random people. I found Londoners very friendly. Some European countries is like, what the fuck? I have somewhere to be.
Germans don't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Germans. I'm so German. And they're like, I hate you. And I was like, good. I love it. It's my family. go outside, go meet a friend, go touch grass.
Yeah, go take a class at a community college.
Yeah, go take like a dance class. Go do a new skill and then meet somebody and just say hi. You know, you don't have to be BFFs with them, or maybe you do. You know, you never know. But get off the internet.
Yeah.
And if you see
and the internet's not real life.
Yeah. And if you see a ghost, yeah, double down on that. Internet's not real life.
Internet's not real life.
Watch yourself. On that note, guys, we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
Yay!
Woohoo!
We did it!
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Filmcraft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.